Blog Talk Radio.
You are.
time I got these days. I pray to God we all be here. I just been on my Hollywood. I just been on a Nollywood. I got a place in Hollywood, farther than where we thought we would. Totally be a millionaire. I'm about to make my promise good. I'm getting closer to the dream, girl, I'm trying. Damn, don't it feel like a fire? Top both hands in the sky. Champagne paint for the fire. Damn it, it ain't even Friday. Daddy got a Porsche on the highway. Top both hands in the sky. Pray don't nobody fight it.
Baby, come close to me. Don't create border. Take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult.
Something. Maybe it'll help if I take myself off of mute. good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another fine edition of King and Queen's Quarters. I am here co-hosting with host of it, one of the hosts of this, King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
What's up? I'm feeling good out here in the Tiffany universe. Glad to be here. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things.
So.
Yes. Goodness, we made it. A whole nother year. Man, and came through safely. And I know this because I've spoken to all my Epiphany family. So we here. We out here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We here. We in the building. Leave all that other stuff. That's last year's business.
Absolutely. So leave it back there.
That's right. Don't need that.
Not at all.
So how you feeling, Queen?
I'm feeling good. I'm grateful that I got my voice back. I was all balanced for a little bit, but for the most part, I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I'm blessed, and I know it. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. Just came from a Poetry Corner East Side Connection with my brother Poe, our station manager. We had a very dope, exciting show, marriages, divorce, breakups. So it was phenomenal.
Oh, man, yeah.
So I'm coming
it
up
was
that
a great
energy
show.
Right there.
I know that's right. It was a great show. I was checking y'all out, but unfortunately I had to skip out to, do what I had to do. But, yes, the show was amazing. The insight that was given from each one of you on there, I think it was very informative. I've never been divorced. I'm actually a widow after 23 years of marriage. So I wouldn't know anything about that except for I had a question. When did you realize there was life after divorce? That was my main question, but my devices was acting up, so I couldn't type it in.
I could tell you right now, when I put my first book out, a year after the divorce.
Okay.
My first book of poetry.
Okay.
That energy came to me, and it was just like kaboom, with the influence of my daughter, But she just told me to keep going with the books, and I put three books out in 1 year after the divorce.
Wow.
So I was like coined this phrase, Mama, I made it.
That's what's up. I think I need to ride your coattail so I can learn how to stop slacking on finishing my book and get it out there.
Hey,
maybe I need to shadow you.
We right there with us doing that. I had to beat out the odds, So, especially when that New Year kicked in, I was just like, ain't gonna hold me back. And my daughter was like, Dad, you can do this. So I did it. I just proceeded on. And look at me now. I'm just like, I don't know about other people out there, but, I wish them the best, after divorce and everything. I don't think nothing bad on them, but, the show must go on. You know what I mean? So she lives her life. I'm living my life. And I'm here. So
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that is wonderful. It's inspiring. It gives people, the incentive to keep going forward. And, you don't have to stay stuck in the past holding on to things. I know it ain't easy to get past when you go through something like that because you take kind of a loss. in certain parts of your life when you choose to finally separate from someone like that. But at the same time, it's something forward to look. It's something to look forward to, and people need to hear that. So, you know, great show, great show. I applaud y'all on that one.
But the application is still here too, because of tonight's show, gracious gratitude, and
absolutely
that's to the higher power. You know what I mean, thanks to the higher power, you know, the Most High. You know what I mean? I'm still living, not surviving. I'm living.
Okay.
You know, so I'm you know, saying I'm gracious within gratitude. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know I'm grateful. I am grateful. I'm gracious. I have nothing but gratitude to show to the Creator, because I still got my I call them my babies. They grown, but they still my babies.
Yeah.
I carried them for 9 months. They always going to be my babies. I don't care if I am the shortest one. Okay, because all of them over 6 feet, you know, so, but it's cool, you know, and I get to see them and talk to them on a regular basis, and then I got a new addition. I got my 8-month-old grandbaby. That right there, that's my breathing space, man. Oh, my God, it's a different kind of, a different level of love, really, when you get your grandbabies in your life, you know. And I'm my hands are blessed. I can create, you know, with some material, some yarn and a needle, I can create things, and people really appreciate that. And, you know, I got a roof over my head, I got food put in my belly, I got water to wash with and light to see. I'm good. And I can get up and I can walk every day. I don't walk so well sometimes, but I can still walk, you know. So I'm grateful.
More important than walking.
There you go. Absolutely, you know. So, man, I got everything I have. I owe it all to the Creator. The lessons that I've learned. I'm even grateful for the things that were taken from me. And when at that time I didn't understand why certain things were removed from my life. I even went through an angry period. Why me? But now that I am where I'm at, I understand. It wasn't for me at that time, you know, and it was a blessing to have it removed, because it would have led down a path of destruction. So, I'm grateful for everything, I'm trying to tell you. Absolutely, yes, man. And I'm excited about the show tonight. You know, it kind of caught me off guard a little bit, because I had been, you know, a little under the weather, and I really didn't write anything for it. But I do have an arsenal of poems. I mean, I can give y'all some.
Oh, you know how we do. It's Epiphany, baby.
All right, baby, baby.
That's a new name for Epiphany also.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, yes. And I'm definitely grateful for my Epiphany family, man. Some of y'all works my nerves, but I still love y'all just the same.
How about we proceed with the proceeding?
Okay, all right. So,
by the way, don't leave the selection.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful that my device is working, because, man, I've been having issues with this thing. It wants to do what it wants to do. I don't think it was last week, the whole studio disappeared on me. I was like, what? Where's everything? Oh, man, it was crazy. So I'm grateful, man. But I got a piece for you. But before we do that, I want to finish the intro to this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, and you are listening to King and Queen's Quarters. This is the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Hey, King, I got my raw links on. You got yours on?
Definitely do. You know what I mean? Definitely.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Energy.
Okay. Oh, yes. We're going to tell them about them raw links. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, y'all, press that 1 and join us. Get up here on the mic. Let us know what you are gracious about and grateful for. Okay? And to acquire those raw links, these beautiful pieces of jewelry that we talk about, they are actually made and designed by... He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO of Raw Links, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And you can acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry over on Facebook, the Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And, yo, if you can't get them over there, holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces. Yeah. Back to you, King.
All right, hey, let's get into some poetry and get it rocking and popping. All right.
So okay.
I'm gonna lay it out for you, queen before the king. You know what I mean? So, hey, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. So, I don't know. This might not coincide with the topic, but it's still a poet. Poem. Lord, excuse me, y'all. All right. Time doesn't exist. Clocks were invented to give us an imaginary space just to organize our duties. But nature's beauty, now that is the handwriting of God. And this is me. I know who I am. I know that I was born of passions and fire, and through the ashes uncovered, simplicity emerged into a world of chaotic, misunderstood imbalance. I had to experience spiritual bankruptcy in order to understand that I am from the light of the Most High. I am power beyond measure. I had to learn to love myself. And now I bring peace through my chaos, because I know that we must weather the winter in order to enjoy the spring. I am the fit. My strength is like water. I adjust and adapt. Like the ocean, I keep flowing. I have no obstacles, and the tides turn for me. So understand that even in chaos, my spirit remains beautiful. Because like the sun, I can be alone and still shine as bright as ever. I'm a free spirit. I need relating, not solitude. So transparency is an aphrodisiac for my soul. Because what's on your face isn't always what's in your heart. My soul knows it was born to use one mic, and my poetry is my passion. So if you want to know me, write your story across my heart. Scribe it within the rhythmic beats right between the soul and ego, and just let go. See, we're all broken. And the pieces will be put back together. But it takes a lot of love for me to give you access to my heart. But see, if I long for you, I have desire for you. I don't want you, but I do need you. Oh, wait a minute. I do want you, but I don't need you. I have what I need. If you can give me friendship, respect, reliability, compassion, and transparency through the purity of love, I can share in my love with you. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. Snap, snap, snap. Snap, snap, snap. Do you always
Thank
have a
you.
Way of representing and presenting your pieces out? You know what I mean? Like, it's always a beautiful flow and just filled with beauty and love. You know what I mean? So always appreciate when you're spitting on the mic. So we can give you your flowers right there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, enough about me. We're anxious to hear what the king brought. go. So I'm going to just move back a little bit.
This piece is entitled Forever Hidden. Knock on the door for guidance, although voices are silent. Buildings of knowledge are monuments. Some of these lies, y'all buying it. Living for better days. Why keep your thoughts in a haze? Visions are made. Time to create. Mark areas shaded gray. Stepping stones loose between cracks of tools abused. Decline the fool's juice that is used to change the rules. Crafts of show and tell mispronounced around exaggeration. False representation exposed through evaluation. Gratitude embraced. Some behavior grow hate. Allow the haste to navigate to a place where evil wait. Love break facades of dark hearts behind bars. Signs mark the cards on the table to bring a mark. Loose cannons standing at attention in blind dimension. Prevention through ascension come back as strong vengeance. Application delivered from a river of thoughts provoked. Rise from the water super soaked with a dry coat. High lows with eyes closed. Ill wills are hollow. Today is my tomorrow, but I won't shadow fiascos. And that's that piece, Ken.
Yeah. Talk about snaps and claps and all that. Oh, you know what? You don't pull no punches. I noticed that with your poetry. You are very, very direct. And you always speak on your experiences in life. No matter what the poem is about, you throw them. I don't see any, I haven't gotten, like, I'm a fantasy writer as well as I write about my experiences, but I like to throw fantasy in there because that's how my mind is. But you don't give us fantasy, you give us reality. And some of it can be a little raw, you know, but that's dope because that's part of your personality. You know, that's the strength that you do. And it's so decent. Well, over here in Philly, we say decent. No, we don't always say dope. We say decent. That's how we give our props. You know, it's real decent. You know, like the word fly, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I use fly no more. You know, we all, unless you old school. But your pieces, they have a lot of meaning behind it because a lot of things that you have experienced, nobody has had the chance to be on that side of life. And I think it's really, really awesome the way that you fit, man. It's decent.
Thank
so,
you. I
thank
appreciate
you.
That. You got something to you say, you know, being a narrator out here in the world and just letting it be known. I'm not going to bite my tongue or hold back. I'm an activist also, so I'm going to say what I need to say in whatever way it's presented out. You know what I mean? So, and bite my tongue.
Absolutely. And I can dig that. Man, that's what's up. Yeah. Definitely.
Appreciate that. So. Yeah. So let's delve into these phone lines. You know what I'm saying? I know the mic will be fired tonight.
You know it is, so I hope you got the key to the supply closet because they're going to be burning these microphones up. We're going to have to replace them after each one.
I got a suitcase.
Okay. All right, that'll work. That's what's up. All right, we're going to open up this first microphone to my diva, my co-host of the Erotic Love Zone. And, hey, King, this is our newlywed. I think this is our first newlywed in the Tiffany family.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations.
So
I got to say congratulations first before we get started. You know, can you say it one time? Say, I'm mad now.
Oh, my God. Diva.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh man, lady now. Ooh, this is so special. Oh my goodness. How you doing, Diva? I know you're glowing like a light bulb.
Oh, wonderful.
How you doing,
Adrian?
I'm so glowing.
I'm good. I'm great.
I can hear the joy and the excitement in you. I mean,
you can. You can hear her smile. Okay. Even if she wasn't there, you can hear the smile. Oh my goodness. Wow. Married. I'm so happy for you. Oh my goodness.
No.
Thank you, my diva. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so grateful to be up. That's another thing I'm adding. I'm grateful to know you, to be friends with you, and to actually see this day come. So, you know, I mean, I knew it was going to happen. And I was cheerleading for you, you know. But for it to become a reality, you know, it's beyond measure of being grateful, you know, to be a part of it. So, you know, just love you so much, you.
I'm happy for you. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. This topic is really like gracious gratitude. At first, I thought redundant, but then I was like, when you look up gracious, it means to be kind, courteous, you know. And I said, "Oh, gratitude. Oh, okay, I got it now." And it's a good thing. Because that's what I've been filled with since Saturday. And a lot of things happened that I didn't think would happen. And it was just so blessed. So I was like, wow.
That's
what's up.
Really?
That's what's up. Absolutely. Oh, man. So you will have to ask her the question because my whole screen just went blank.
So good. Yo, tonight we want you to let us know about your pen, how you feel about gracious gratitude starting the new year 2023.
Okay. Well, I can't help but feel that, and it's in my piece because I wrote about my wedding day, and it was filled with all. So it's good. It's good. I didn't even have to hesitate on this thing. Not this one.
I know that's right. Wow. Well, I'm excited. We're all excited.
Definitely all right.
We're going to stand back and give you the mic. Whenever you're ready.
Do you.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. It was my wedding day. I awoke happy, nervous, yet filled with gratitude. It was one filled with God's grace and mercy that kept me on the other side through from the ups and downs of my life. Yet this day held a gracious gratitude. I would have cried, yet I couldn't stop smiling because my father gave his blessing, then came to my wedding. I was down this road twice, and he never came. But today was such a wondrous occasion. I was surrounded by my family. My daughter even smiled, gave my husband a hug, surprised me. I was on cloud nine, feeling fine, and trust me, I was filled with gratitude to be in the moment where love abides. I was humbled with an attitude of gratitude, and all were gracious that day. I vowed to love from that day forward, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. That's that piece.
I know that's right.
Talk about affirmations of love.
God, I wish I could have been there. Oh, man. Hey, Ken, you know all we're going to hear now is some love pieces, right?
She's on a love boat right now.
You know she's floating on cloud nine above our heads. Like, look at y'all. Y'all see it.
Yeah, she loving, she enjoying and loving the love.
That's right. As she should, man.
She's back.
God, I'm so happy for you. Wow. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece. You know, I can just, I know all we're going to get now is just declarations of love and gratitude.
I know.
Watch my
going to be right there.
Don't you watch. And it's all good. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing,
it
man.
It is.
Man. Thank you, Diva. Wow.
We appreciate that. Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. It was a great topic, and I just got to write it real fast, so it's all good.
All credit is due to the host, man. It's his thing. Yeah.
All
so
right.
I think
grace is gratitude, though.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. We can't let you skate yet, Diva. Don't be odd. We can't let you skate. Don't think that how do you pronounce it? Your responsibilities done changed over here just because you're the man, lady now. Why don't you let everybody know? Okay. Why don't you let everybody know what you got going on? And the world of Epiphany's universe. How about that?
All right. Well, every Wednesday evening, except for major holidays, at 9 p.m., my bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And the topic has not been raised yet, but trust me, we're going to have fun, great music, and dope and decent poetry. How about that? So y'all come on through. Come play with us and have some fun.
Amen.
Right. Yes, yes. Well, thank you, Diva. I'm going to send you on over there.
Always.
What's the spot over there, King? What's it called?
Go over there inside the Royal Lounge. We got Kalinda.
Royal Lounge.
You know what I'm saying? She all dressed to a T. You know what I mean? And she's feeling good about the new year. New things happen back there. So I can't let it be known, but you go back there and find out. You see what's up.
All right. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Wow, that's what's up. Can I play a song real quick?
Yeah, play a song.
Open up this next microphone. All right. I'm gonna do this. All right.
Going on, going on. Who do we baby. Your message to the youth. The future lies in your hands. To the fight of injustice is won. We are one.
So Jamaica, Mallory, Rashad, Robinson, keep pushing on.
Keep pushing on.
Jermani, Williams, Alicia Garza, Apple to Mary, we are not alone.
Oh, no, no.
Angela Rye.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You know, that's, man, I'm such a fan of Raheem DeBorn. That's one of my favorite songs, man.
Yeah, he's dope. He definitely is dope. Yeah, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, King, you ready for this next caller? Open up this next microphone.
Definitely.
All right, well, we got ourselves a station manager. We got us a poetic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to K and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I am doing phenomenal. Queen La Pearl, La Negra, King Atterbury.
What up, bro?
Great, man. Oh, you know, it's high time, you know, y'all doing thing tonight, you know?
We're trying.
We appreciate that. Yeah, you know what I mean? We just moving around the Epiphany Universe. That's all.
Absolutely. Great insight on Poetry Corner. I was listening to y'all. I was checking y'all out. Through the stories. What happened.
Hey, man, I'm
always lurking. Remember that. I'm always lurking.
Everybody's perspective, rates. You know, the comments that was, the questions that was coming from the audience. Oh, man, it was an amazing time, man. We got to get
it. Was.
It was a phenomenal show.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you the question that I asked King as well, since I didn't get a chance to ask y'all while the show was in process. When did you realize that there was life after divorce?
Oh, man. Well, the first time I realized it was immediately after, because I immediately got married to my second wife. But the second time, it's taken me a while, only because I had to find me again, the me that's mm-hmm. not a husband. So I had to dive back into the things that I really enjoyed for myself. To make me happy again. The life after divorce is still an ongoing process because there's a healing that has to take place. So while you're healing, you have to still try to live life. And, you know, I'm still learning that there's life after divorce. I mean, I enjoy the life I have. It could always be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had, you know, if I was able to let go and trust another individual with my heart, it would be easier. But that's a tough part to let go of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Thank you for that. And y'all don't understand. I'll be wanting to type in and say stuff, but my devices be like, nope. My device don't realize I'm gonna see y'all later anyway. So I'm gonna get to ask you the question.
Right. I know that's right.
Like I said, great, great insight. Thank you for that. You know, because like I was saying, I'm a widow. I don't know anything about divorce. We threatened each other with divorce for a couple of years. You know, because when you're in a marriage for a certain period of time, you get to a point where you become like these really good roommates where you don't like each other, but you put up with each other. You know, because it's still love there, but you done went through a certain period where you just getting on each other's nerves for no reason. Like, I don't like the way he walked, you know, and he probably like, I don't want to be next to her right now, you know. So I don't know about that part that separation there. But I'm learning. So thank you for that. But
absolutely.
I guess it's my turn to ask the question of the evening. Okay. We want to know how you feel about gracious gratitude, starting this new year off of 2023.
You know, I actually started the new year off by myself, me, and God, because I was driving back from Maryland. It was some good alone time for me to just reflect on what God has done for me, and not be saddened by what hasn't happened for me. So I'm graciously thankful for the gratitude that he's allowed me to have. And I look forward to 2023 being a year of gratitude. You know, I've decided to change a few things, change a few of my circles, if you will, and not allow the negative energy to be in my circumference anymore.
Okay. All right. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what it's
out there. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're all anxious to hear your piece because we know you brought some. You never disappoint. So
absolutely.
I'm
going
to move out there. And I'm going to stand over to the side a little bit, put a spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This piece is called More Than a Man. Am I but a man, filled with the power of God and looking for the breath of peace to blow upon my storms of chaos? Please cease. Stop hindering my faith. Stop giving me headaches while I'm on my eighth day of being just a man in this corrupt land, hoping and praying that he who is merciful will be kind while I'm still resentful at how my life has turned out. Yet I still have doubt about this level of gratitude I'm supposed to have. Yet my prayers I'll continue to heave unto thine holy ears, as I have done for years. Mold me into the man you want me to be. Despite all my unpleasant feelings, see, I trust you, O Lord, more than I thought I could. Here I am. Use me. Show me why I am more than just a man. I am a spirit-filled, fire-breathing, truth-bearing man. From the mind of Poetic.
Go on, my dude. Go on, my dude. Talk that talk. Lay it out, brother.
Appreciate you.
Knew you had something dope in the chamber. You know what I mean? It's real fly,
absolutely,
man. I love that, man.
Thank you, bro.
Wow.
You can't have this kind of gratitude without honoring the creator, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know that. Yo. Like I said, you never disappoint. And you know what? I've noticed your pen has many different levels. When I first came to Epiphany, I was trying to get the hang of things and just learn about all the different unique styles of everybody. And over these past, it's going on, what, 6 years now? Wow, I can say that. I've seen the everybody level up, even though you guys will always be, I feel like, 10 steps ahead of me, 10 levels ahead of me, because I look up to you guys. I'm still learning how to do certain things with my pen, but I still can see that you guys never stop reaching for better, to get more creative with your pen, and I just think it's amazing. Your pieces are awesome, man. Really, really awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm humbled.
Well, oh man, I'm get there one day.
You're already there.
Hello.
Just let your pen flow. Just let your pen flow. What Toni Braxton say? Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
That's
yo,
my joy.
Yo, Poe, you heard what I told earlier? Yo, Poe, you heard what I told her earlier? I said, yo, we the epiphany all.
Absolutely,
okay.
Bro. You know it, man. You know it.
That's what's up. Absolutely.
We
man.
Make rounds on any ground.
Okay. Now, look. We cannot let you skip out of here. We got to get either the what you want him to do, Ken? You want him to do the rundown or just tell us what he got going on in the world?
Do the rundown. He ain't gonna skate this time on that.
He ain't skating off
I'm
like
glad
that.
You brought
right.
it out.
Okay. Well, there you go. Poetic, can you please give us the rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night. For The Hidden with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, The Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is The Get Down, the first Get Down of the new year with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all. Stay tuned for Friday night show. It should be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity, guest hosting La Perla Negra. Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy. It's back. It's back. It's back with your host, La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and Alonzo. And then next Monday night, y'all, we'll be right back in here in the King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons, King Atterbury, or it might be Queen La Pearl La Negra. I guess you have to tune in to find out. Back to y'all.
I know
what's
that's
up?
Right, man. You know what I'm saying? Full breakdown. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
There you go.
Yeah.
And guess what? Guess who's over there at the Royal Lounge?
Who's in the Royal Lounge?
I don't know if y'all talked or not before the New Year came in, but
I feel special announcing this.
I feel real special announcing this. We got my girl, mythologist. Kalinda is over there tonight. She's
what?
Kalinda
over there?
Yeah.
Baby,
that's right.
Yeah,
baby,
I'm coming. You got my drink ready. I sure hope so. It's been a tough weekend.
You know she got everything waiting
so
for
baby,
you.
I'm on my way. I hope she made it a double. Ooh, I hope she made it a double. Wait, what? Oh, my God. Yo, I got to go. She didn't just put her finger in my drink and stirred it up and licked it. I have got to go. I got to go.
All right.
There you go.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, I got another song for that right here. All right, y'all. Here we go.
Tell you why I love it.
Cause he is the truth, said he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light shines so bright, I would lie. No. I remember the very first day that I saw him. I found myself immediately intrigued by it's almost like I knew this man from another life. Right back then, maybe I was his husband, maybe he was my wife. And here the things I don't like about him are fine with me, cause it's not hard for me to understand him, cause he's so much like me. And it's truly my pleasure to share his company. That it's God's gift to breathe the air he breathes. Oh, it's true that he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light shines so bright, I wouldn't lie.
that gap in between his teeth. I love him in every way that a woman can love a man, from personal to universal, but most of all it's unconditional.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ain't no substitute for the truth. Either it is or it isn't. You see the truth and needs no proof. Either it is or it isn't. And you know the truth by the way it feels. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly. Because he is. Yes, he is. I wonder, does he know? First day.
Open, yeah, mic's on.
Yeah.
Welcome back. I gotta check now because I get to talking and I'll be on mute and be like, ain't nobody responding to me, what's going on? So I gotta check first.
Nah, we here.
That's what's up. Absolutely man. Let me holler out the station ID. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and you are in King and Queens Quarters. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press that one. But let's get ready for this next caller we got in here. We got our area code 757. Welcome to King and Queens Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
My name is Carmen Cisco. Thank you for having me.
What's up, Carmen?
Welcome. Thank you for coming. How you doing tonight? Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm loving the vibes.
Happy
I
New
love
Year.
It. Yes.
What's up? Appreciate that word.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
I'm
glad.
I wrote a poem called The Letter. I wrote a poem called The Letter, and I just wanted to share it. That was okay.
Oh, that's what's up.
The mic is yours.
Oh, it's mine? Okay, here we go. Okay, so I wrote a letter to the higher and got a reply. And I was so glad I did because I was on the verge of doing something crazy, like perhaps taking pills or committing suicide. You see, I couldn't understand that it was like no matter what I did, I didn't feel complete. I fast, I pray, I try and cry and always found myself in defeat. And then I got frustrated. You see, I got tired of living for God part-time because only a portion of that fulfillment is what I was going to get. No. I had to put in full-time, even some overtime because I needed all of my benefits. I had gotten so desperate, it was like I was praying from 7 to 3 to 3 to 11 and then 3 to 11 to 11 to 7 because I knew if I put my time in, I did it right. I thought I'd retire in heaven. And so I gathered all my thoughts and confessed and asked the Father what I had to do, and he told me he'd give me another chance, but first I had to share my letter with you. So in obedience, I come before you doing exactly what the higher said, trusting and believing that he's going to keep his promise and renew that spirit within me as these words are being read. And the letter said, "Dear God, here I am again. I know the last we spoke I told you I live right and turn away from sin, but I'm back. And I'm here confessing that I've been all the way out of your will. I've been doing things like drinking, smoking, cussing, fighting, and even going so far as taking pills. But I read in your word that you are a loving God, a forgiving God, and a compassionate one too. And then I read many examples of how people sinned and you forgave them. So I believe for me that word is true too, right? So my prayer is that you anoint my eyes so that I can spiritually see. Remove the thoughts influenced by the enemy. Father, if you guide my feet, then I can walk like thee. And fix my tongue and teach me when to speak. Sincerely me." And then he replied. And he said, "My child, you are forgiven. Because you have repented with a pure heart, yesterday is gone. Your past is your past. So today, start living." The letter.
Can you go first? Because I got a couple things to say. Man.
Yo. Talk about laying things out into the universe. You know what I'm saying? Manifestation, affirmation, leaning on that higher power.
Mm-hmm.
That joint was serious. No, man.
Thank you.
I love that piece on that. Thank you for engaging us with your poetry tonight. Word. That's what's up.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. You know what, Carmen? I have an amazing relationship with the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this about your piece, because I know it comes from a place of purity. I could hear it. Because you have the faith that you have in him, the trust in him enough, which is all he wants, is for you to believe in him. You are covered. You are anointed. You don't ever have to worry about anything. He got you. I love that piece. Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, I got a crazy good relationship with Spirit, trust me. And I can hear the purity and the innocence in that, the way you came to him in that piece. That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
But I don't want you to be a stranger. Please, please feel free to call in any night of the week at 9 p.m. Epiphany got it on lock. We got a show every night of the week. So please make sure you come back.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
That's right. You better believe it.
Yes,
wow,
it will always
thank
be
you so much.
It will always be an open mic waiting here for you, always, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, much gratitude. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're
open
welcome.
Ms. Zyke.
Absolutely. So I'm going to send you on over there to the Royal Lounge, and you grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One
baby,
love,
baby,
baby.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Okay, okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Yeah, she got to come back. That's what's up. I loved her energy. That was awesome.
Definitely.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to squeeze another song in there for her real quick. I'll see my... Okay, here it go. That all right with you, Ken?
Oh, let's go.
All right.
Yo, that song is a whole vibe.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You heard what you're saying?
Yeah, but the vibe of the sound, you know I'm a sound master. That sound just takes me back to early 80s, mid 70s. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I got transported back in time. Almost felt like I wanted to write a piece to it. I mean, like,
that's what's up.
I was definitely feeling it.
Make it happen.
I mean,
yeah,
the sound is already in my head and all that. So, yeah, you just going to text me that joint. What song that is?
That's what's up. I got you. That's my girl, Angela Beaufort. Under the moon and over the sky.
That's a title of a poem right there.
Oh, yeah. I've written a lot of pieces to that particular song right there. Because, you know what, I love instruments. I love a big band. And the more the instruments, the better, because I can I know how to single out one particular sound, one particular instrument, and just hone in on it and enjoy the rhythm of that particular instrument right there. I ain't gonna stay on this too long because I can talk about it forever. We got more callers up in here, King.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open
up. Bring them out.
All right. I think I know who this is, but I ain't gonna take the chance to say it. I'm gonna open up this area code 573. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic? And don't fuss at me if I'm supposed to know who you are.
Who would be?
Every code 573, who do we have on the mic?
573, going once, going twice.
All right.
Three times. All right.
On to the next.
Boys in the hood. I mean, boys
all right,
in,
well,
end of the road.
Yeah. We going to go over here. Now I know who this is next. We got us a Divine Inspiration. Pastor Pauly, how you doing? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Yo, what up?
Hello. Thank you. I'm glad to be here, as always.
Well, glad to have you, darling, and Happy New Year and all that good stuff, man.
Happy New Year.
We made it.
How you feeling? How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm sitting here. Writing on the poem, I said, let me call it. I didn't know the theme or anything, but I had a poem I wanted to do. And then I said, well, you better check and make sure you were finished. And I looked and I wasn't. So I was just frantically writing, trying to finish it. But I figured I wanted to bring it here first.
Well,
and
that's awesome. The theme tonight is we want you to let us know through your pen how you feel about gracious gratitude entering into this new year of 2023.
Oh, grace and gratitude.
Gracious gratitude.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Gracious gratitude.
That's right. Gracious gratitude. Gracious. You know what I mean?
Gracious
gratitude.
Okay.
You know, like, goodness gracious.
I need a song real bad. Oh, wow. I don't have nothing on this device that I'm with for that. Wow. But that's something I need to write to. I like that.
Well, you can always write to it later, even if you didn't tonight. But I know you all, we're all gracious and have gratitude for something. All the time.
The fact that I'm on the phone right now, it is causing graceful. And because I'm grateful, you have to act gracious. And they go hand in hand. You know, the things that we're grateful for, the things that we're blessed to achieve and receive, we can't get cocky about it. We got to remain humble and gracious with it. And that flaunt, you know, but you wear it in such a way that it draws somebody's attention to you where they're going to get hungry and you can pass on the knowledge. Plant a seed that they can receive the same thing.
Absolutely. And we know you bought a piece. We know you did. Because you wouldn't have came here if you didn't stop and respect. So what I'm going to do, I'm saying back
well,
right
I
there.
Guess.
Mm-hmm. And whenever you're ready.
I guess.
The mic is yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. This piece is called The Struggle is Real. Have any one of you ever noticed or heard some words of wisdom or some realness from a source that took you completely by surprise? We witness and prejudge just that while it's displayed right in front of our eyes. I now really believe that truth and wisdom will never die. I finally really listened to some rap or hip-hop or whatever it's called, today, and I really listened to the words. what I was introduced to, what I had to admit to, is that some of it commands your ear. It spews a wisdom that compels you to hear. Some of it tells of a generation's anger, its desires and hopes and fears. When I dug deeper than the profanity or other traits that previously kept me away, I saw the outcry of our youth. For all as it may be, they're venting, and doing so by telling the truth. Another reality that must be included in this vent is how a lot of what holds us back has been slowly, intentionally, subliminally infecting us, crippling us, erasing us, liquor stores in every hood. Disproportionately educated, marginally represented, incarcerations cutting our families apart with near fatal lacerations, slowly sending what has always kept us strong and together on vacation. So when some of our youth have something to say, they write and vent, vulgar at times, self-defeating to agree at times, yet all feelings are valid. And when voiced to such a widespread acceptability, wouldn't you think those concerns would be addressed? Instead of being perceived as something to aim for, oblivious to the pain behind what you see, the message that for whatever reason escapes political and our own responsibility, and we continue our plunge into poverty and depravity, supporting the plot set forth to keep us disjointed, lacking unity. Slavery over? I think not, because from our programmed selves, we still aren't free. There's a great deal of reality and fact checking and stepping out of comfort zones with eyes open and mindsets willing to consider what was previously inconceivable. Programming still clouding acceptability of what was actually reality. And true, I don't always agree with the influence of some things upon our youth. I think it's available to them before they're able to process it positively. But I've come to understand some of what it is they are bringing to the light, exposing lies and plots and agendas existing and twisting and manipulating demonically, insidiously, out of sight. Within the harsh, no-holds-barred, raw delivery of some of today's rap are pearls of wisdom and a source of power that could help forge our united elevation out of this violent, genocidal pit. When we join together and in unison confront our oppression, we overcome. Together, united, focused, and effective as one. Now, there are a lot of things that need to be addressed, and I guess it all comes down to this: how you feel. I think we can all agree that beyond a shadow of a doubt, the struggle is real. Poem.
Wow. Struggle is real, absolutely. But what keeps us going is our trust and our faith in knowing that the Creator has our back. We'll get through it. Life is always going to be somewhat of a struggle.
I know that's right.
You know what? It's like...
You said a mouthful right there.
Something I wrote down the other day. I can't even remember, but I think... What did I say? I said, we get caught up in tidal waves of trauma sometimes and the negativity and the darkness of the world. But you know what? God gave us scuba gear, so we're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. I do that right. You know.
Yeah.
You definitely be breaking it down.
Okay. Man, that piece was awesome. King?
Yes, it was. It was definitely dope. I was feeling everything when I, man. That was just affirmation and manifestation, man. You know what I'm saying?
get better, do better, be better, you know?
Always.
And not
always.
Necessarily in that order, but we have to be there.
In
okay.
Any order, you know what I mean? Okay. You got to talk to the Postmaster General.
Okay, there
absolutely.
You go. It's all right, you know,
I got
three is a divine number.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, I just got an inbox. The 573 number?
Yes.
That didn't answer. That's Sinister.
Okay, well, I'm going to come back to him right after
okay.
We finish with you. Okay, but before you skip up out of here, y'all always so quick to just drop the mic and roll, knowing you got business still here with us to handle. Why don't you let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany's Universe?
Well, we have the Inspiration Factory, and it's a place where you can call in and spit some inspirational poetry. You can call in, ask for prayer requests. You can call in and give us a testimony. You can call in, or you can call and listen to the power that goes through that place. When God shows up in there, But every Sunday night, myself, Paul Sampson, and my brother Alonzo hosts the Inspiration Factory. So come on through and have some church with us every Sunday, 9 p.m.
Okay.
And let me add
just
one little thing. I'm not going to tell you the exact date, but very, very soon I want y'all to be looking for a segment of the Inspiration Factory called Cooking with Christ. It's about to go down. Soon as football season is over, it will be there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get your recipes ready. Let's cook and eat. Praise God. And fellowship. Sounds like a good. Sounds like a late night pajama party. Come on through.
I like to eat. I'm a food. I'm gonna be there with that one.
Yes, indeed.
A plate in one hand, and I don't even need a plate. I don't need nothing, just my fingers. I love food. Finger food is the best, honey. So I'll be there with my jammies on it over a time.
I know that's right. Well, I'm going to sit back here and continue enjoying the platform for the evening.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to send you on over there to the Royal Lounge anyway. You know, everybody over there, go over there, grab yourself a drink, you know. Try and snatch you ain't got to snatch, you know. She's still on her job, as always.
I'm
going to get out the way for a second, you know. Yeah.
I'm going to see if you got a good eye for me.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. She got that over there. She got you, I promise. She got you.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
I'm on my way. God bless
you. All right.
One love,
one
God
life.
Bless you, too.
God bless.
One love, one life.
All right, King, we got time for another song, or should I get
to
the
next? Yeah, we definitely do. Yeah, let's pop
right.
A song in and we get to that next caller, you know what I mean? So,
right. There you go.
How was your flight?
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. So, 15 hours? Excuse me, sir. Can you just stop the car for me just that?
No, no,
no. I want to take
I see it clear, my heart is here. We got each other, take it from there. If I could, I'd love you up forever and a time. Oh, what we've been through, no one else knows. Cause all that matters is how far this goes. And it will go until it starts again. Me and you are just like armor. Nothing can stop love from loving on us. Yeah, now I'm not asking for much.
573 to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, I didn't hear last time. Good evening and Jesus blessings to everyone. This is Sinister Spittle, please.
Hey, Sinister Spittle, good evening. Season's blessings, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. How you doing?
In spite of being not okay, I'm all right. I'm above the undertow tonight, you know?
Okay,
Move forward. No one's eye but I.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. Well, it's good to hear from you. We don't hear from you often, but when we do, it's always a good thing. Always a good thing. So,
listen. I apologize for my lack of being in the now. I'm in the now, but, like, artistically, I'm not a nothing now, and I that's what I'm bringing into the new year. What I'm bringing into the new year is no one stopped I but I and spitalize the artistic world. I'm alive this year. No one's going to stop me. That's what I'm bringing into the new year. Love, empowerment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm alive. Bringing love, all of that, and light. And I'm
That's right.
Grateful.
It's a whole new year.
Yeah. Then you want to ask him the question?
Hey, the question is, tonight we want to let you know, and for you to let us know, through your pen, how you feel about gracious gratitude starting inside this new year of 2023.
Gracious gratitude starts with introspection, accounting of oneself, evaluate the world as a whole, and clear perception. What I'm bringing into, that's how I see gracious gratitude, is appreciating the whole. You know, not enough of us appreciate what gifts us. You know, I believe the American Indian had it right, and giving back to the earth because the earth gives us, you know, stupid as it sounds, but, you know, Mr. Rogers, you taught us something about his feet, our feet. You know, our feet give us movement, and we should take care of them. That perception is a generalization that should be grasped in the whole, because we have to take care of what takes care of us, and that's being gracious and being, you know, being grateful, appreciating the whole.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree 100%. I do have to give back. Right. Oh man. Sometimes, you know, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I like to give more than what I receive, than what I take. It gives me a sense of peace inside when I do that. So yeah, I like to give back, and I appreciate that, Minister Spittle. So we're anxious to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
What I brought to you is going to be brazen staccato on the ears, but what it is accounting, and a realization and growth. This is unimaginable breakage beginning to release. Like an explosion of galactic stupendous fury. What a love to begin. The 2 decades of feral season deep in obscurity, that didn't blend. Never deny what zest can settle peripheral visions set in divide, invigorating ludicrous magic that should never be consumed. Filthy pretense. I was dirty bottle flirter when the lights, well, the bar never starved. Soft-sided delirium is like ingesting handfuls of extractos bohon ken. Chase desire is brazen toxicity. Essentially adorned. Face of scorn. I dive head first into absurd distance from where I could be, stupidly smitten. I take the verdict. This time, I experience so full and deep with intent. See, calendars march backwards through time and stamps perform so colorfully. Not remiss, my cortex resides in eccentric matinees and wishing hours. Such a sarcophagus queen. The knowledge of control and deception. Happening. Brash treason. When devotion overstates your own worth, it's dismal winter blizzard mid-June. Showering resolve with marionette precision, your greatest weapon, your mind. Fears half-tracked in digression, you push past and insist. A slip. Where is in my bravado jump track, leaving a spineless, loving, growing cynic? Moral's what? Breaks in our forested canopy slip vicious rhetoric that fell on stumpy ears. It's truly abysmal how folly parallels of existence attempt brash acts of aloofness. Lost in thick free ignorance of Cupid's arrow shoots dental skulls. Blinders aren't life jackets when trapped headlong to. Wait, I? Turn to the edge. My soul, you hijack. I forgot how to act. You love so fiercely. Fucking astounding, I was that blind. Fucking lies. The sweetest fruits grow in dense, self-indulgent undertones so flagrant. Ample intricacy of ingested variables was one you always overconsumed. unimaginable breakage. Totalitarian and candor lay draconian deviance of the world you would create. Infectious empires laying siege to the barren plateaus and the derelict eye. It's coming on with inflictions of discourse and treachery. I mean, fuck! I'm not one for hindsight. The Mississippi black lung. Give me an abrasions. Pickle fingers, breaking littered and drying pus. Stitch to the bloodiest stool. What's this rampant is obsolete offerings to a black hole of four chambers? A psychopath dystopia had me shaking on me, transforming and perfecting into potent absurdity. Flame is mutually staked. The planet beats. Every third slice wins. I'll breathe. Sinister prophet. I was sacrificial jester and mock royal inbred mind checks, cutting lines, stuff loose. Washboards, all of entities, wrong limits. It was never fucking enough. It's queer, ain't it? How the most tragic sunsets I've seen all fall the portals of your sadistic sense. Bricks and glass houses mimic patricated fun boys as travel. How cute. Once again, fuck again. I swallowed death lullabies. Countless moments I tasted the purest of joy. Misery, my only mistress. Without you, I was truly alone, shivering in the cold. Rancid reptilian tongues truly never knew boundaries. Slither the truth from which you cry. Ambiguously adjacent to the virtue I would never deny. Do my cut, could never breath. My demeanor overshadowed dancing, mystic, and you gaze into my eyes. Melting manifestations of your misguided intent, my great catastrophe, an avant-garde orchestration of theatrical projected prisms of felonious regret. There is such clarity, having Christians removed. There's always pressure. However, I'm beginning to feel release, Barker greeting, and peace. Wow.
Very, very interesting. You had a lot to say, man. Still trying to take it in.
Wow. Sinister Espiritual, that's the, it was a lot of passion and release up in it tonight. I don't think I've ever heard you be that aggressive in one of your pieces, but it's understandable. Yeah. It's understandable. We all got to get it out and pinpoint what's going on, you know, make it known. And I can appreciate it. I can appreciate it. Caught me off guard with that one because I really wasn't expecting you to come like that, but it was dope. That was decent. And I appreciate the way you came with it. I really can. And I thank you for that. Wow, that was a strong piece.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely was. And it was very interesting. You know what I mean?
Consider you serious?
It's counting and you know, progression of what you allowed yourself to be, who you are, and what was that you grow. Without these introspections and these acknowledgments of self, we can never grow. We can never evolve. And it's all about being in the inertia's current. You know, I was stulted, stumpy growth for too long. And, you know, I didn't bring this piece to traumatize people. I bring this piece to show that what I'm bringing in the new year is the shit is gone. And now it's me. And I'm getting brief.
There you go. There you go. That's what's up.
Now like
true.
One love, one mic. I appreciate it.
One love, one mic. Wow. That was, man. Man, all right. Well, we're getting close to that time. I can't find the HNID snippet, so I'm going to just say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1. You have approximately 10 minutes to get up in here before the Blog Talk lady cuts you off, because at 11 o'clock, she ain't got no chill. She do not care. So y'all get on up in here and hit that 1 if you want to converse with us and get on the mic and spit. Now, let's open up this next mic.
I think in this world, when you have knowledge of self and true understanding, mm-hmm. and you come across someone who's more like a minister of information and everything,
mm-hmm.
you call him by the name that he come forth with, a wise son.
I know that's right. Yo, I like that. Was a dope introduction. All right.
So we got so what we bring it for.
What me and my diva for Wednesday night call him is one of our favorite New York Johns. And yes, we got us a J Rob the Wise Son. How you doing, J Rob? Welcome to King and Queen.
What's going on, brother? All right.
2023. And you already got a New York joint. That's my hobby. So I can't be no other New York joint. Y'all got to think
now?
Of a different. Y'all got to think of a different name because you already gave it to my cousin. So
let my cousin live.
He's an incredible poet. Let that dude live. And
absolutely.
I'll just be that other dude who spits.
You
I can't
are still
be no New
our
York
poet,
no, yo, bro. You're
still our
right
poet
now.
Laureate. You are
nah,
still
nah,
our
nah,
poet
nah.
Laureate.
We need. Yes, it's a new are. Year. We need new moniker. It's a new year.
Well, you're gonna have to wait till
you
the next
are,
show because I got to think on that.
No. You are the incomparable La Perla Nigga.
Wow.
You dig?
Wow.
You dig?
Huh?
And this cat next to you is the impeccable King Atterbury.
Wow.
I had to let it be known, Cloud. The impeccable King Atterbury. I'll left you here.
You know what I'm saying? So we need new money. You can't call me no New York joint and no poet laureate, especially since I haven't gotten it yet, because New York, you saying no. So y'all got to come with a different moniker. It's a whole new year. You know, let Mahavi live. That dude is the New York John and what have you. So we'll figure something else for the kid. You know, I personally like the Chocolate Boy Wonder, but that's just me. But, you know, I'm let my cousin live. That's his joint. I don't want to interfere with that because I personally look up to that brother. So let him stay the New York joint and you know, I'll be, you know, fantasy has never had before, the Chocolate Boy Wonder.
All right. You could still be Chocolate Boy Wonder. Is that good?
Yeah. So, thank you, Impeccable. You know, so, Incomparable. Excuse me. Lady Incomparable. My bad.
I'll take that.
Female version of perfection with a heartbeat.
Oh, Lord. I gotta finish the show tonight now. Don't get me started.
Just saying, it's a new year, so we need new monikers to address those people who come through. 2022 was a good year, and it was a really bad year, and we ain't looking at none of that bad energy. So I ain't taking those old monikers from 2022 with me now. Y'all are incredible, incomparable. Y'all dare people to be who they supposed to be in the eyes of God. So God can say, I knew I was right.
All right, so I might as well start going with my L.A. moniker, huh?
Yeah, man. Use your L.A. moniker.
King,
you can't call
King
huh?
King Devon Thomas.
Huh?
Yeah. Hey, listen, King Divine Talent, El Divine.
No, Tama.
Prince of I'm with all that, as long as it accentuates who you happen to be, as godly as you are, because you walk as He has ordained you, bro.
That's right. I'm in my God body.
24/7. So I'm speaking to a dude that is in the image of a God that shines like the sun. So you dig where I'm going?
Leo.
I'm just saying.
True facts, brother. True facts. But how are you though, brother? How you been? Especially
hey,
coming
man,
into New Year.
I'm here. Here and trying to get rid of all that bad. I ain't got no bad mojo. All that bad mojo is at the gate saying, yo, come on, why did you leave us in 2022? I'm like, y'all ain't
right.
making money. Y'all not making nobody no money, so sorry. Bye. We good.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't making nobody no money, so I got to leave. We good.
Yeah.
We good. Ain't nothing but profits and poetry. And everything else between that.
I like that.
So,
digging that.
All praises due to every single one of you. And I'm glad y'all like your certificates, because those certificates are well-deserved, because all of y'all
definitely
bring something different to the poetic circle. And I want to make sure everybody's taken care of. At least Van and I want to make sure everyone's taken care of. And before you ask, let everybody tune in on Thursday night. It's going to be the first show to get down. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot because y'all are showing up. That's why. It ain't gonna be hot because of me and Van. It's gonna be hot because y'all come through. So this Thursday, make it the first Thursday of every Thursday that you come through for the get down. See you then, 9 PM. Van, Jay, poetry, y'all. This is a goddamn party. Come through.
I would have
to come through for that. You know what I mean?
Have
my break a little later. And come through and shit. Word.
Yeah, man. Come through. So have fun. Y'all good?
Yeah.
I'm feeling good here in this universe, man. You know, like I always say when I wake up in the morning, brand new day, brand new feeling. Yo, Joe, let's go out there and get it.
Let's get it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be on some pinky in the brain shit. I'm trying to figure out a new way to take over the world.
You trying to take over the world? What? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, you know, I said that last year, and people was like, nah, because we know exactly what you're trying to do if you take over the world. I'm like, just trying to make it a fair place for everybody to be profitable, not just some of y'all.
Yeah.
I want everybody to get put over.
That's what's up. Absolutely.
True facts.
So what are we talking about tonight? Enough of me. I'm boring. What are we talking about?
Yeah, LaPearl, bring it out. Bring it out.
All right. Well, tonight we want to know. We want you to let us know through your pen how you feel about gracious gratitude starting off this new year of 2023.
What? Well, when you say gracious gratitude, explain that to me for a second. Just so I know I'm in the right circle.
I'm allowed.
With gratitude. I think that should be an everyday thing. Gracious. Gratitude for still being here. Because a lot of our sisters and brothers are not here. But we do carry
a lot of people.
So gracious.
A lot of people have definitely have gone on to sit amongst the ancestors.
Right. So
they will be spoken about in reverence. And, okay.
Yeah, humble gratitude.
The fact of the matter is, exceptionally humbled to be able to wake up.
Right.
There's a lot of things that I've wanted to accomplish in 2022, and there's a lot of things that prevented that. Most of it happened to do with the person that I look at in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
After 13 deaths in 1 year, go through a little bit, and you're like, you know what? I got to figure out a way to get past what I'm going through. But every morning that you wake up, you got a chance to get better. And just want to figure that part out and see if I can get better and hopefully influence somebody else to be better than they were. I'm just humbled by the opportunity, because waking up is not a guarantee. It's an opportunity that we all should be thankful for.
Yes, sir.
We all know there's a lot of people that had plans and didn't wake up. And right now, since we are all here amongst the living, we need to see those plans through for as long as we have and remind people what they mean to you before you hear somebody say, oh, he was so-and-so, or I liked so-and-so. Now, let your energy have impact and let your actions create impact that people will forever remember.
Absolutely.
That's the greatest part of it.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Thank you for that.
You punch everybody else in the punch everyone else in the throat. It's success.
You go.
Punch them in the throat with your success. Don't physically harm people. That's bad. That's bad.
It depends on who you're talking about. Getting physical with, but that's for another time, another show, time and place.
What? Really, you gotta take it there, man. You gotta take it there.
That's right. Let's make it here and now, and not make noise on it or make it known in a past tense. Let's do it now. So
exactly, right.
I dig that. Oh. I absolutely dig that. I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight. You know.
Yeah, and none of this stuff is delicious. You're incomparable.
I don't say that.
So nothing's delicious in 2023.
Oh, it's always going to be delicious, baby, because I make it too.
Baby, it's jaw-dropping. Your poetry is jaw-dropping. Phenomenal.
Damn.
So you can pass
I can't
it
remember.
I know you. Yes, you can. Because you are the damn epitome of all three of those words. You.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank
King?
You.
That stands on his own. He got four letters that says exactly who he is. That dude is a god, and he stands on the throne, and he behaves as a king. Enough said.
Enough said. Say less. What I'm talking about. Well, what do you have phenomenal to stimulate our ears and minds and hearts with? Because we know you brought something.
I ain't got shit. I just came to talk shit to y'all. I ain't got none.
My ass. Oh, excuse me. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Because you know I'm good at that, right? I'm going to stand back. And I'm going to let you walk up on the stage. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
She cussed. It's 2023, she cussed. Fine. Yesterday I heard Nikki Giovanni tell me that she was feeling black all over. And all I ever wanted to do was write poetry like that. Yesterday I heard Felipe Luciano the other day say that there goes that pretty nigga that made those lines combine and twine like they came from a different space and a different time, like sun gods that threaten black spirit to protect my black child. Yesterday I heard Salam AC. And my God, he moved me in a way that Brother Earl inspired me, because like that day, I heard Black Ice in Philly when he brought that fire in me. And he said that Malcolm schooled me the way Gil Scott galvanized and socialized the miseducated Negro in me. I mean, it's poetry. So you know it moved me. It's my ancestors' point of view, repeating stories that have yet been told from that other point of view, silent stories never told from the rotted out hulls of sunken slave ships that house unanswered prayers of buried, unregistered passengers that were destined for misery called slavery. So instead of yelling, I wrote poetry. Channeled my inner Langston Hughes, regardless of hues, because I too am American, and yet and still, I still suffer from the no good nigga blues. My God, I wrote poetry. Because spoken word poetry may be a whole lot of things, but most importantly, poetry saved me. So dear poetry, if I don't write a letter to you every night, just know that I'm always thinking of you. And if you're thinking of me the way I think of you, then together we can be the creators of other worlds that have never been touched or fathomed upon. So I ask you, do not treat me the way other women that I have loved have left me, cold, stark, and alone. I'm writing letters to you because I love you, and God bless the child that has his own poetry. This is J. Rod, the Wise Son, and I am a deeper shade of soul. Peace.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now give the man an applause.
Yo.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You want to go first, Ken?
Hey. It's self-explanatory. The man is dope.
Oh, my God.
Dope God. On the mic.
Hey, J-Rob, your flow...
I ain't do nothing.
Your flow...
Yes, ma'am.
Is amazing. It's just... It's insane. And your pauses are perfectly... timed. I'm still trying to get that down pat, but listening to you, it keeps me going to oh my God, yo, you're a beast. You are a beast. Your pieces are just amazing.
Phenomenal, man.
I love it, and I love you and your poetry, man. I can't say no more right
love
now.
Love for you, brother. Right,
yes. And since you already told us what you got going on in the world of Epiphany's Universe, I ain't got no choice but to send you over there to the Royal Lounge. Your brother's over there. And,
with Kalinda.
Yeah, probably hugged up in the corner somewhere. She looked quite ravishing, but you have to be, you know, behave.
Definitely. You know why it don't bother me that brother's over there talking to Kalinda? Let me pull your coattail. I gave her such a dope birthday present, and I gave her an incredible Christmas present. She said to me, baby, just let me do my job, and I'm going to holler at you when the shift is over. So I'm like, you already know.
See, you start. That's it.
Is that the dress she's wearing tonight?
Oh!
Wait till you see. When she moves from behind the bar, fam, take a look at the shoes your brother bought her. You know how I do, and you know
I don't want to have to call the security
tonight. I'm looking at. You know what? All right. You know what? All right, J. Rob. Thank you for coming through.
Security tonight.
I ain't do nothing. I'll see you when I get home. And like
Ooh.
I said in that other poem,
Ooh.
Thank you for keeping your heels on. Oh, and before I do anything
Ooh.
Else, let me thank. Both of you, I'm sorry for keeping people on hold, but let me thank you both for following my Black Boudoir poetry series, because
wow.
having my Epiphany yes. family follow where I was taking it made a whole lot of difference, because it showed people that my family rocks with me, and I appreciate y'all immensely for following what I was doing with that.
Oh, man, you know I appreciate you. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah, get your butt on over there. And thank you for the award. I'm tickled pink. You know, I was cheesing like a Kool-Aid man. I'm trying to tell you. But
I thought it was a joke. And like, he was like, nah, bro, this is you. I was like, yo, thank you, man. Like, you know, like I said, gratitude, man. You know, I was like,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You deserve your flowers while you are
here. What they was talking about with her, even though I know she loyal to you. You hear him talking. I ain't got nothing to do with it. But J-Rob, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One and one, y'all. I'm a holler. All
right.
Yo. Y'all terrible. I guess it's a guy thing. I can't. I'm going to stay back. We got our last caller up in here. We got ourselves Just Jay. Hey, Just Jay.
We got us a Just Jay. Hey, congratulations, everybody.
What did you say?
You said we got ourselves a Just Jay. I said, congratulations, everybody. You got a Just Jay.
Oh, Lord. How you doing tonight, Jay?
Good.
I'm all right. How y'all doing tonight? I've been digging the chemistry y'all been doing tonight. It's been crazy.
Yeah, we just out here traveling around the universe, spreading our love through the galaxy.
Astroplaning a little bit.
Always.
Absolutely.
We a bunch of air walkers.
Okay.
Man.
Yes, it gets it in. Uh-oh, there go my damn screen again, acting a fool. Okay, all right. So our time is short. But
yes,
still got to ask the question. Oh, I got to tell you, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all know I don't do no holidays with me heavy, but I appreciate y'all for dropping that on me.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody's day tomorrow, yesterday, be better than what it was the other day before.
Oh, this year is going to be better than last year. Trust me. You know what I'm saying?
Every day going to be better,
better than
15 than
minutes ago. Hell, we need to be going up as a people.
There you go. See? It's always nice to send a sentiment. Jay. You know.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to ask you a question, Jay.
Yes.
We want you to let us know through your pen how you feel about gracious gratitude entering into this new year of 2023.
Gracious gratitude. Okay. Mike Meyer.
Oh, I'm sorry. The mic is yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No problem. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten, by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string searching for a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked in the night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with the words of his self-magnificence. How could she fulminate? How could she resist or be put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? Babble, babble, her creek trickles. She says it's worth her weeks of lament because she knows tonight she will get no gent, and most likely be driven like a rental with the foot of Grendel. Not even a hummingbird wings it could only start to hold a candle, because her heartbeat would blow out the flicker. She imagines him singing, getting her savage. With all of her neurons firing follicles perspiring, her pheromones hang heavy like nostril cane in the air, making him squeal like a cock high up on top of a wind vane. In vain, in the middle of the rain, he plants his flag and stakes his claim, while he kisses her deep in the cross-faced chicken wing. And we'll see what waters that precipitation brings. Forget the snow. Permit the precipitation for full-throated, honey-coated. Just let it rain. Boom.
My mic again. You know what, Jay? Go ahead, King. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, okay, Just Jay.
Yeah, man.
you always got a way of throwing your things out there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say on that, man.
Thanks, bro. You know, I appreciate you, man.
Get you out in these streets, man. Word up.
There's well, still a piece I'm filling out a little bit.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to say is I have always been a fan of your poetry and the sound, it's the tone and your flow and the words that you use. It's vintage. It gives me a sense of a like it's classic. It's somewhat nostalgic and reminiscent of a certain style. I can't think of the name for it. It escapes me, but I love to hear you spit your poetry. You just have this soft flow. It's very smooth and calming. It's almost effortless the way that you spit your pieces, and I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. This piece is still in a work in progress. It's a couple of corners that I have to go ahead and get my tongue wrapped around.
That's all right. That's all right. We never finish with our pieces. We're creators. We're poets. So they never finish, man.
Right.
So I don't even – that word, finish, it really – it has no place in a creative's world.
Right.
Okay.
Really finished.
That's right. Never really finished, man. Because we always find something else. We always come across another word or we see something that we just got to add it. We have to add it. So we're never finished with them, you know? So,
yeah,
and that's
yeah.
dope. Oh, thank you for that. But before you skate off, man, okay, you got to let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Universe. And also, you got some stuff going on outside of Epiphany, too. So let us have it. Let us know what's going on with you.
Yesterday, we had Tariq come on. We did an interview with him, an in-depth interview with him. That was very educational. It was eye-opening. This morning we had the AM drive with Mr. Whispers and AKA Funny Bones and the crew. It's a radio show that we do over there at Clubhouse. All the laws of a radio show applies. We're working a few more things in there, a few more elements in there. On Sunday, Central 7 Eastern, we have the living room. That's my room right there. It's the flagship of the small house of poetry. Over there, we break down poetry. We listen to your poetry. We give you feedback in real time in much the same way that we do the show here on Saturday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's the Just Gina and Jay show. No, it's the Just Jay and Gina show, my bad. That comes on at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. Give you about a little mini feature. Go ahead and chop it up with you about your poetry. Go ahead and add some into that big pot that we call poetry. That's about it, Danielle.
Nice. That's what's up.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, we appreciate you, too. You go on over there to the Boyle Lounge and grab yourself a drink. And sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Y'all take care, man. All
right.
King, yo, what a show. Oh, man.
I know. 2 Mondays in a row, we doing it out here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's what we do. We make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Do what it do.
Oh, man, I love riding shotgun with you. Anytime.
Appreciate that. Man. Yeah. Like the fourth man say, why be average when you can be raw?
Okay. I'm going to say this in closing.
Happy New Year, everybody. I hope y'all made it through safe. You know, you're finding that happy place inside and getting that good relationship going with spirit and with yourself. You know, continue to respect and love one another. And don't forget to stop and smell the roses. Take that time for yourself. Over to you, Ken.
Indeed.
Save me from losing my way. Yeah. Give me confused, make me believe, increase my faith. Light on me, baby, please take your time. I got you. Till your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong, even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, I keep halting right on the pedal. Lie on me, baby, please take your time. I got you. And I'ma do you curse until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.